Yep, I can hear you just fine. Sure. Sure, absolutely. Yep. Yep, do you want me just to say that for you? Okay, sure. Well, I think the first thing to stress is that the Commission has always said that it can proceed with the adoption for this pre-accession assistance once it receives the confirmation that all the projects have been agreed by all the stakeholders and there's reassurance that the financing agreement that would take place between the Commission and Bosnia and Herzegovina can be subsequently ratified, that it can be signed, and that the projects can be implemented. So, you know, that is the basic position. It's important to remember that. And obviously, the Commission does know that the Council of Ministers reached an agreement on a reduced package on the 7th of September. The Commission obviously also was informed that an agreement by all stakeholders doesn't exist yet, despite the considerable efforts made in the last months. So where we are now is that because the fact that there is not an agreement by all stakeholders, it could put into question the signature of the financing agreement. So the Commissioner Fula, is, as has been announced, considering a reallocation of the funds, the €96 million, from Bosnia and Herzegovina's IPA programme to the multi-beneficiary programme for the Western Balkan region. Now, that is unless an agreement on the programme for Bosnia and Herzegovina can be immediately notified to the Commission. And I think we've already said that the Commissioner would have to take a decision in the coming days to ensure that the €96 million can be committed somehow for the region. Well, I mean, as the Commission has said immediately, this is an extremely urgent issue. The Commissioner is considering this issue in the next couple of days. I'm not going to enter into the fine detail of deadlines or anything like that, but this is an extremely urgent matter now. Okay, thank you. Speak to you again. Cheers. Bye. Thanks. Okay, so the only...